Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the DAW on this Friday morning, a summer Friday, our second to last one of those here in 2023. Sad, but also happy to have normal crew all back together for long stretches of time, kind of. Because I keep forgetting that we need a new Sean still, and that at some point soon Pete disappears for a big chunk of time as well. So it feels like Monday is the beginning of something, but not necessarily. But at least DA will be back on Monday. Kaplan will be back on Monday, so you can watch us and or listen to us on Monday, be our normal fools. But for today, one more day of me and Kevin Wall, a Friday appearance from the ass set, Greg Caserta, and the triumphant return of Pete the Body Bilotti. Petey Pockets is back. I would love a cheeseburger as well. Now, Pete again called this excursion a wraparound weekend because he was off last Friday. I disagree with that determination. A wraparound weekend is Monday and Friday off. So it's like a four-day weekend.
It's a wraparound vacation.
You can't be off on Friday and then be off four more days the following week and call it a wraparound weekend.
All right, relax.
You're off for a week. It's cool.
It's a wraparound vacation.
Wraparound what?
Friday.
No.
Everyone usually takes a Monday to Friday. I took Friday to Thursday.
So you took an alternate route, but well, it's not a wraparound weekend.
It's wrapped around a weekend.
As far as I know, that saying comes from baseball to describe a series, a four-game series that was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because it wrapped around the weekend.
They shouldn't be describing anything because they've decided to now have games on Sunday this season for some reason, which makes no sense. So I'm not going to take any cues from baseball right now.
Okay. Baseball later this hour, the retirement of Steven Strasburg. Next hour, the elbow injury of Shohei Ohtani. There is plenty of football to do. There is also soccer. As we speak right now, the sleazy guy in charge of the Spanish Soccer Federation, Luis Rubiales, and I'm not sure that's the right way to pronounce his last name. I don't care because I don't think he deserves my effort to figure that out. But he is defending himself still for what he did on the stage in front of all the world's cameras after Spain won the Women's World Cup last weekend when he grabbed and kissed Jenny Hermoso on the stage and then joked about marrying her on social media video shortly thereafter. It's been a long week. There has been some defense of him. There has been mostly strong condemnation of him. And he is apparently stepping down today from his job because of the correct negative backlash to his actions. But he has given one almost correct printed statement when he has talked this week, a few days ago on the radio, and now today behind a microphone. He just continues to say dumb things that prove why what he did on Sunday sucked so much and why we cannot allow that behavior to continue. So we'll get to him in our final hour. Matt Hamilton of FanDuel TV up in Adams is on the show, I believe, and is for sure his show debut, 8:40 Eastern, here on the DA show on this Friday. It is a Target Demo Friday. I sent the group the meme. I don't know if it's been posted just yet, but when it goes up, you're going to tell us how you're listening, where you're listening, as always, and we want to create a running list of things Pete missed on his wraparound weekend. So anything you think that was noteworthy that happened that Pete should know about moving forward for references, for drops, for sheer entertainment, like, as I mentioned to him on air, off air, more than one of the Schwartz issues this week. Stuff like that. Another good one might be that Ryan Botcher is half a ghost, and there are conspiracy theories abounding of the true identity of Ryan Botcher. Now, I'll point out again on that front that Pete's here today and Ryan's not. It's been a long time since they were in the same room at the same time. Just putting it out there.
The interview.
There's plenty of me and concerned with the conspiracy theories on side B of the PGP this week, which has been out since Wednesday at all the usual places. Hour two begins in the NBA. NBA contracts are funny things because, as we've discussed with James Harden and Damian Lillard, they're not necessarily the most binding documents. You might sign one day, and the next day you're saying, why did I do that? This place sucks. Get me out of here. There's also this weird, non-dramatic trade request, unhappy player, selfish player. There's just a normal calendar and kind of chain of events when it comes to NBA contracts that at this point you become eligible for that. Now you can sign this. Giannis, you know him in Milwaukee, maybe the best player on the planet. He's about to enter year three of a five-year, $228 million deal in Milwaukee. So he's basically right in the middle of this monstrous $228 million contract. And because of the way the NBA works, as of September, this September, like in a couple of days, he's eligible to sign an extension to that deal that would be roughly 3 years and $173 million. I don't know why all of a sudden he becomes eligible for that this quickly, but that's what happens in a couple of days, which is why, in an interview with the New York Times, he's asked about his pending future in Milwaukee. And Giannis, I would assume, sent some shivers down some spines in Wisconsin and the greater Milwaukee area when he told the Times that I'm going to need some assurances before I sign anything. I'm signing nothing now. He said this time next year makes more sense for everybody. Numbers are different. It's a whole other season. See how he is doing physically, what this year might be for him. But the bottom line is, he goes, not now, and more importantly, I need promises. I need assurances from this organization. I need to see the proof that we are going back towards a championship.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
They've got one of them, thanks to Giannis. He wants more. They just changed away from Mike Budenholzer after their first-round playoff exit, but that was the biggest and kind of the only major change they did. They re-signed whichever Lopez plays for them. They re-signed Chris Middleton. They're still on the older edge of things roster-wise. And, you know, depending on where Damian Lillard goes, they might not even begin the season as the best team in the Eastern Conference in most people's minds. Giannis said, I know what I do. I sacrifice time with my family and my friends to be the best player I can be to win championships. I need to know that everybody else around here is doing that. I don't think that's just an innocent statement. I don't think that's just a blanket statement about the way he does his business. I think that's a statement of, I'm not sure anymore what's going on around me because Brooke Lopez is old and Chris Middleton is old and Drew Holiday is not young. And I don't know who the next great teammate's going to be around me. I don't know if I'm going to like Adrian Griffin as the head coach. Clearly, they were over Mike Budenholzer, so I understand the change there. But Giannis wants answers. Giannis wants promises. And the need for that information is the headline of these comments from yesterday for Giannis. He did say the one caveat is that it does matter to him to play his entire career for one team. Having already won in Milwaukee, he understands what that means to the organization, to the community, what it felt like, and he wants to feel that again. And the NBA has, you know, whether it's been Kobe or Dirk, it's a thing in the NBA where guys play their entire careers in one spot. As much as we have guys moving around and Harden, Durant, Kyrie, LeBron, they get the headlines, they get the heat for that kind of stuff. There, you know, there also have been some guys, less of this type, less than the guys that move around that much. I just heard a crash in the studio and then Pete looked up. Are we okay?
Yes, we're good.
Again, I'm easily distracted. It felt like the ceiling was collapsing on us.
No, nothing going on.
We're safe. I can just keep talking about Giannis?
Yes, if there was, we wouldn't be told.
That's true, too. We would just know by the rubble around us.
Right.
And then
and everybody out of the building.
We'd probably be asked to continue to keep working.
Fires everywhere, yeah.
We can't get Chris Moore's ISDN lineup just yet. Can you do one more segment? Yeah, sure. I mean, there's asbestos falling on us, and I can see live electrical wires. I notice it. I think my right leg is pinned underneath the roof. But yeah, no, I can stay.
Sports.
I got a Giannis hot take. It's tight.
Sorry about that, Billy. Got a little sore throat working.
We're going to have a sore throat from inhaling all the debris of the collapsed ceiling in this building. So back to Giannis. Opening up the door to not being a Buck. I don't know the timeline on this. I don't know when it might be time where Giannis could go. Instead of signing an extension, maybe you want to trade me. Obviously, he has three more seasons, including the coming one on his current deal, but you can be moved at any time. I don't know how unhappy he is, but I think there's got to be some unhappiness in that statement. If he knew the information he needed to sign long-term, he would just sign long-term. But he put the Bucks on notice yesterday. And the rest of the NBA's ears certainly perked up and started looking around. And I saw a bunch of different Photoshop pictures of Giannis playing with different people. I saw one in Golden State alongside Steph Curry in the new version of the Warriors. It'd be a fascinating thing if we got Giannis available. And even, I think Gerald Brown mentioned this yesterday at the end of our chat, SiriusXM NBA Radio. He was on the show. And talk about the uncertainty in Philadelphia and where Lillard goes. And I think he mentioned, you know, some question marks about exactly how long Giannis might want to be in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a great city, but it's cold. It ain't Miami. It ain't Texas. It's not California. He wouldn't be the first person to go, change of scenery is not that bad. And Giannis in the next year or two, available on the market, that'd be fun to figure out. Who would pay what, where he'd want to go, what new super team would be forming without, you know, still a top three, top five player in the NBA. But this is now, Detective Milkshakes can begin to just follow the Giannis beat. Don't need to be there 24/7, don't need stakeouts. But eyes and ears open, look for breadcrumbs, see if the Bucks make other moves, especially at this trade deadline or the end of the year. Do they start looking around? They've already changed their head coach. When do the roster, the only thing can change next? And do we start seeing them doing things to placate Giannis, seeing Giannis's fingerprints on what he thinks should happen on that roster around him to give him the best chance?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
When I'm not feeling too good, there are days where, right, you're just kind of down. I think those are my go-to drops because we've got a lot of them. We've got presidents. We have radio legends. We have NBA legends. We have coworkers. And they never let me down. They never let me down.
I took the coupon.
Nope. Not even a little bit.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's the way you have to do it. There's two. It's kind of like with the cereal. There's only one way to do it. Cereal, then milk. You've got, to me, two options with Giannis. I've chosen option A, which is just never say his last name. He's fine as Giannis. We don't know who he's talking about, who we're talking about. You don't need his last name. If you're going to say his last name, you got to do it the way Stacey King
did. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Not even close to reality. Roll an R. Create new sounds. Put an umlauts in there. You just have fun with it. You know you're not getting it right.
Antetokounmpo.
Like you make it the Copacabana style. You just throw it out there. Yep, that's all you do. The one thing you can't do is another rule. There's a second rule in Korean this morning. You can't still be saying Giannis. You just can't.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Now, the Tiki one is old, but there's an Evan Roberts one in there that I think is a little fresher, and he still goes, I think.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right. It's okay if you never know how to say Antetokounmpo. I think that's how you do it. It's okay if you never get a handle on that. But if you're still calling him Giannis, you probably also put the milk in the bowl first when you have your cereal.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's how you do it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, Brian. I just went
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The best part of that one, though, is the end, is how you say it.
Antetokounmpo.
Because Mike knows all. Mike Francesa.
And he takes. Antetokounmpo.
Is how
and
you say
it. And then he was just known as the freak.
Yeah.
You know?
But
after that,
the long version of that clip, which I have in one of my folders, is completely butchering it. And then he goes, because he's the know-it-all, is how you say it.
That's Giannis.
Nope.
I don't even know. You know, this is a hard name to do, isn't it? Antetokounmpo is his actual name.
It's not. It's his actual name. Or not. It's okay. The Target Demo Friday meme will be up here momentarily. It is a picture of me and Wall looking sharp. Botcher.
I'm Andrew Bogish.
As Turtle. Boyle as... I can't think of his name all of a sudden. His name's not... What's his name? What's the brother's name in Entourage? It just went out of my head. What is his name?
And it's blanking on me, too.
It's not like... Now,
you come off as a beta? You come off as a loser?
Yeah, that's where I am right now.
Is it Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny Drama. Wow, thank God. Johnny Drama. So it's Entourage, hard hat guys. That is the theme, the overall theme of the meme, as per DA show quotes. I'm Vince... Kevin, you are Kevin O'Connell's character. Why, I can't think of his name either. Mr. Sloan, that's all I care about.
You said I look good. That's all that matters,
you
right?
Do. You do.
I look good. I look handsome.
Turtle.
I don't look like uncooked chicken.
No, you're
fine
good.
By me.
No, maybe on purpose, I feel like he gave you a little color. He or she gave you some color on the...
Gave me a nice little tan.
A little Photoshop, yeah. Turtle, Botcher's Turtle, which is perfect. Boyle is Johnny Drama, makes plenty of sense as well. And then Sean is basically sitting on Boyle's shoulder. Caserta appears as Wendy, like from Wendy's, serving breakfast. There's Schwartz as Grimace, it appears.
Victor Webinyama? I'd like to have a cheeseburger.
And then there is the information board, the thumbtack board of all the possible people who could be DA show quotes. And I see it's a lot of people's Twitter pictures to a certain extent. And I can't, when I zoom in, I lose clarity. But I think I see Daniel Procopa. I think I see, is that, yeah, I don't know. Then there's a Michigan Wolverines ring. I don't know. This is perfect, though. And here's my Entourage story. I think I've told this before. The house my dad grew up in was in Entourage. This season where they go back to Queens.
Oh, really?
And they go back to like the house that Vince grew up in, and they have like a backyard party. Watching my at this point, my dad's mom had passed away for years. The house had been out of the family for years. I'm watching the episode, and all of a sudden they're sitting in the backyard on one of those like. I don't know what the technical term is, but those like slanted metal doors that would you like that go over the top of like steps down into the basement of the cellar outside the house. And they're sitting on those things, eating pizza with their buddies, and I'm going, that looks really familiar. And then they start panning out. I'm like, that's my grandmother's backyard in Maspeth, Queens. And we came to find out that the people who bought the house, from the people who bought the house from my family, somehow like added it to like the list of possible like TV movie locations, and that was the first thing that house got picked for was an episode of Entourage. Then it became the house Jennifer Lopez had a show where she was a cop,
yeah,
on like NBC. Her house was my grandmother's house, and Nurse Jackie, was that the show with what's her name from Sopranos?
Falco, yes,
it was that show used that house too.
Wow,
how about that?
She played a cop.
It was, I think it was one season.
I thought that was Heather Locklear.
That happened too.
That's another show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm showing my age right now.
But no, Jennifer Lopez one was fairly recent.
Yeah. Oh. And I think it was one season. I think it was on NBC.
Yeah.
And her house is my grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Well, how about you could put your house on a list?
Yeah, and then
where
I guess
is that list. Can I do that?
And then I guess once it's in the mix, it just stays in the mix.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Lopez was there, and
Jennifer Entourage. Lopez and Vince. What's his? I don't know what his. I can't remember what his real life name is.
But Adrian, they were in something, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were Rainier, in my Rainier. They were in my. They were in my grandmother's house without me. Good times.
That's something.
Let me sneak in a quick phone call here before we go to break, because why would we be on the time? Nebby in Pennsylvania is with us this morning on the DA show. Nebby, what's going on?
Hey, there is one valid reason to put milk first in the bowl.
If you say so, what is it?
If somebody else used up pretty much all the milk and you need to get the milk to cereal ratio right.
All right, so
put the milk in first. And then, you know, then put the cereal in. So you're not all out of whack with it.
Okay, now, Nebby, that's a very specific rationale, though. That's because you've been kind of painted into a corner, and you need to know, you don't want to have, not if you need milk, I understand the point of you don't want to have too much cereal, not enough milk, I get that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the daily normal routine of making cereal. Cereal first, then milk. Is the only way to do it. When we come back, we'll get stunned to a news, I think, with the asset. Plus, Steven Strasburg stunning yesterday, reports breaking that the Nationals righty is retiring. A career that was not, unfortunately, is all next on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you don't know that voice, that's the great Tim Capshaw, one of the best people in the business. He and Chris Carino, the longtime radio voices of the New Jersey, now the Brooklyn Nets. And Tim, despite his usual better judgment, loves this show. We were hoping to see him over the summer. We just couldn't align schedules and whatnot and get him in. But it's almost basketball season. We've got the FIBA World Cup starting. I think tomorrow there's a Team USA game. And then all of a sudden, and this was a topic for later in the show, but apparently we're missing a lot right now with this Spanish soccer dude, Luis Rubiales. We talked about this on the show, I think, Tuesday. If you somehow missed all of this, because it was everywhere, I don't know how you did, but Sunday morning, our time here on the East Coast, Spain wins the World Cup. Celebration on stage. Every player is coming up on stage. They get a medal first. There's a bunch of handshakes. There's FIFA people. There is, I think, some member of the Spanish royal family. There's organizing committee people. And then there's a dude near the end of the line who is, I didn't know at the time, but now we know he is the head of the Spanish Soccer Federation. And he's geeked up. They just won. And if you remember, too, they have been facing a lot of deserved criticism because 15 players at one point said, I'm not playing for this coaching staff, this organization. I don't want to be in the World Cup because things are so bad. Some of those women changed their minds. Maybe some concessions were made. Eventually, three of the 15 were actually picked for the squad. So Spain won the World Cup without three or four of their best players because of this instance. And we had people going, this is disgusting. How can you keep employing this staff? Why are they still here? The head coach, Jorge Vilda, was getting booed during matches when he was on the screen or introduced. He and his staff didn't celebrate with the team that much on Sunday. And a lot of people were very vocal in their support of him and the organization. And, see, we just won, so you can't be mad at us anymore. What we did was right. And one of those people was Luis Rubiales, who was again on stage in the handshake line. And as Jenny Hermoso, one's best players, gets to him, he's like shaking her, like, can you believe it? Oh my God, we just won. And then he pulls her in and kisses her. Kisses her on the mouth, on the stage, at the World Cup final, as they're celebrating their title. I'll be honest, I saw it live, and I was like, they just kissed, and I don't know anything about them. I didn't know if they were together to kiss. I didn't know if it was just simple excitement. I didn't know if it was some, if European people do some crazy things. I didn't know it was bad. Immediately, it was not my first thought, like, oh, that's gross. That's weird, but I didn't know what was going on. It immediately became gross because within 90 minutes, people were sharing social media videos of the woman, the player, going, yeah, I don't know why that happened. I didn't like it. And then we hear that this dude then, as the party continues, is talking about marrying this woman soon at Ibiza. So he's a creep, and she's a victim. But he starts to defend himself. And people start to defend, it's not a big deal, whatever. But then everyone's like, dude, it's a big deal. Like, people in the Spanish government were like, this can't happen. So we get a prepared statement that says, he apologizes. He does this old trick. He apologizes to people that he offended. Mm. He never apologizes to her, if I remember correctly in the statement. He just says, I understand people are bothered by it. I'm sorry. And then there's a statement from her attached that it was no big deal, blah, 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 blah. And immediately people are like, there's no way she said that or that she meant it. She's being forced to agree to putting her name on that sentence to try and kill all of this. But the backlash continues. Yesterday, FIFA opens up official disciplinary proceedings. Other people keep saying this guy needs to lose his job. And we're told yesterday that today he's going to step down, understanding that he can't keep his job. So I mentioned that a second ago, and I get a tweet from Betsy underscore Buzz screen grabbing me a rundown from the official Bleacher Report football account that this dude got on this press conference today and, like, lost his mind. So he's not just a creep. He's imbalanced. He apparently was screaming, I will not resign. I will not resign at this board meeting. He is back on that the kiss was mutual and consensual, which it just can't possibly be. And he's also trying to say it was just a peck, not a kiss. Now, he also earlier this week on the radio had called people who were calling him out losers, bleep heads, that I don't listen to those types of people, that you know if you know me, whatever. And now today he's adding, I have daughters, so I'm an actual feminist, not a fake feminist who's all running around flexing his muscles these days. So this dude's just out of his mind on top of being a creep. And I wish it wasn't happening, but I got my eyes and ears open. I hope this is on video. I hope we can watch this guy embarrass himself further and cement all the things we thought about him this week and even take them further. This is crazy times. The dude grabbed a woman and kissed her. Can't be consensual. Just can't be. He didn't ask her ahead of time. I also think he has a wife. I'd love to hear her thoughts on this.
Me too.
So it's, and that, and you, it doesn't matter whether it was a peck or a 30-second makeout session. You kissed her on a stage without warning, without her okay, without her consent. You're in charge of all of Spanish soccer. And instead of finally being an adult and not even acknowledging anything, but just knowing he has to go home through all of this, this dude's on stage yelling, I'm not going to resign. I will not resign. And apparently, again, defending the head coach and how he wants to give him a contract extension. So he's still fighting the initial fight of, no, all of our crazy rules. And, you know, they were doing bag checks and bed checks, and they gave the women crappy travel. They took buses, not planes. They would take their time getting to host cities for events because they didn't want to pay for hotel rooms and meals and whatnot. Other nations would be there days ahead of them. They'd show up at the last minute to save on all those costs. So he's still defending that too, and still thinks that he did nothing wrong by aggressively kissing a woman who had just won the World Cup. He did nothing. She just won the World Cup, and he ruined the entire moment for her because he made this be the story. Not them playing beautifully and winning, not them owning all three versions of the Women's World Cup right now. They are the best team, the best program in the world, and all we're talking about is this creepy guy attacking a woman on the stage after they won the whole thing. And he's going bonkers this morning, apparently, behind a microphone in Spain. Exhale. Hey, Asset.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
I'm good.
Yeah?
You work this shift so much that I'm sure your internal clock gets screwed up, and sometimes you don't know what day it is.
Thank God it's Friday.
What time it is. You ever get lunch cravings early in the morning?
I mean, I've been awake for 4 hours. So on most days, I could eat almost anything at any time, yeah. But I've been awake long enough now. Do you want to have lunch?
I'd like to have a cheeseburger.
I don't know why. I really want a Cuban sandwich. Like, I have been craving one all morning.
I had a good one last weekend. We were at there's a great new small brewery by our house that has a bunch of outdoor seating, and they bring food trucks in. And there's
a
Mexican food truck there last week, and they had, yeah. They had a Mexi-Cubano. It had, like, Mexican-styled, like, braised beef on the rest of the Cuban.
Honey. Oh.
Yeah. It was good. It was good.
Isn't that great when you get the food truck thing at the outdoor brewery or winery?
And, you know, there's still a little more hit and miss than I would like.
Uh-huh.
Like, you still can get, like, oh, okay. That definitely came from a truck.
Sometimes you get a surprising one. Like, that is a good one that you don't see very often.
Yeah.
Aaron and I went to a winery a couple of weeks ago, might be a month or two ago at this point, a little up the New York State Thruway, so about an hour from where we live, and they had a place doing fresh shucked oysters and lobster rolls.
Okay.
And we got their business card because when we plan our little wedding ceremony, we've been talking about doing food trucks.
Okay.
And when we saw that, first of all, they did a great job because that's not an easy thing to do as a food truck, as a standalone non-brick and mortar thing. They did an unbelievable job.
Nothing better.
Yeah, that sounds, the lobster roll in particular. I have not had enough this summer. Shame on me.
Oh.
I came across a place planning my wife's 40th that was a little traveling bar. So, and it was like one of those old, I don't know what the right time frame is, but it wasn't like a camper, but it was like a vintage, is Jetstream a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Airstream.
So it's small and like it has like a hatch that opens and I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, great. You know, this looks, and then you they got taps for beers, but you can work with them to make like signature cocktails.
You did good?
Menu. Well, hold on. Hold on. So I'm going through it. I'm looking at it. And I'm like, okay, this is doable. And I think it's going to be cool. Like, it'll be on the curb of our house. You'll walk out of the backyard. My idea was you got this. You got a food truck. And away we go.
Hold on.
Price looks good. Okay, great. I call the people. Maybe I should have read better. The price was just for them to be there. Then I had to buy all the alcohol.
Ew.
So I was like, okay, never mind. Never. Okay, now we're like doubling the price. So the price was just for them to show up. Then I had to stock the whole thing and hope that I didn't run out and that they would make all the drinks. So it was a very, very expensive bartender movable bar.
So I was going to say I'm very proud of you because the one time I saw something like that, and I don't know if it's the same company. I'm sure there's more than one. I saw it at a wedding. So the fact that you kicked the tires on it and then realized, hey, this might cost me most of my year's salary.
Yeah. I don't like my wife that much.
That because it would have been nice for just the two of you.
Right.
It would have been wonderful.
Yeah.
One bottle, two mixers. It's like, all right, one celebratory cocktail.
Our new friend Dan on the behind the bar just refilling our drinks while we have romantic conversations. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we're going to do Stunned to a News here, right?
Yeah, I guess. Should we just go right into
it? No. I just want to make sure I give you enough time here. So let's do headlines. Let's get stunned. Let's do it.
All right. So first we'll just play a little Mike Tomlin sound. Of course, the Steelers' success will hinge on their young quarterback. Last night's performance from Kenny Pickett showed Mike Tomlin that his second-year signal caller is growing.
I think the growth is probably associated with being him and not necessarily the surface-level things associated with the position, but the leadership things, the communication things, the bringing people together things. When you got a higher level of comfort in terms of what it is that you're doing, then those things probably happen more.
Talked about Pickett, a perfect 4-for-4 in last night's 24-0 win over the Falcons. He threw for 86 yards. Tomlin, always great for a soundbite, discussing the Steelers' perfect 3-0 preseason.
Really appreciative of the effort, not only tonight, but kind of through this whole process of development. Just can't say enough about the group, the energy that they bring daily, and hopefully it's a catalyst for us as we transition out of preseason ball to regular season ball.
So last week when I hosted, I didn't realize that I would have to make my version of a rundown.
Oh.
And one of the things that I threw on the topic sheet, because I was just spitballing a little bit, we never got to it. If you could play for one NFL head coach, who would it be? And we never got that on the air, but I think Tomlin's a no-brainer, right?
For me, 100%. 100%. I said, we had Deontay Johnson on the show, Steelers wide receiver, a couple weeks ago, and I said to him, I had Mike Tomlin questions, because if I had the ability to own an NFL team tomorrow, I'd want him to be the head coach of it. I think the dude's amazing. Everything that Kevin hates about Mike McDaniel is the opposite in Mike Tomlin. He just gave succinct answers, big words. They all made sense. No matter what he says, just sounds cool. I'm so happy that we're back getting to hear him almost every day talk about Steeler football.
If you think about his body of work, which at this point is really long. He's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've had this great extended run of stability. The only blemish on his resume was when he stepped out to the sideline on that punt return or kickoff return.
Yeah.
Where he kind of threw his hip out, and he did get a one-game suspension after that.
Yep.
But aside from that, it's a near flawless off-the-field record. He's a good dude.
I thought last year he shouldn't have won, but he could have got himself coach of the year votes for rescuing them. But then people were yelling at me from Pittsburgh that the reason why they needed to be rescued was because of him. So I don't think there's universal support for the guy, but I'm all in. Please, if I was tough enough to play football, yes,
that's the guy.
I don't know about you. I'd like to play for Matt Eberflus.
If I had a choice.
I just want to hear you say Eberflus. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, nothing says football like him.
I had to think for a second whether he coached the Colts or the Bears.
That's just the same thing. In all seriousness, no, I think you got to add Andy Reid and Brian Daboll on that list.
I would say Reid for sure. Daboll, I'll know after this year. I'd give it one more year on Daboll, even though I'm a Giants fan and I love him. I need one more year before I make that commitment.
That's fair.
Anyway, guys, how about we get stunned?
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Yeah. yesterday, 49-year-old Michigan man Jason Wicks was arraigned on charges of off-trail travel in a Yellowstone National Park thermal area and being under the influence of alcohol or drugs to the degree he was a danger to himself or others, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Wyoming announced Thursday. He's also banned from stepping foot in the park, at least until the case is resolved. He has pleaded not guilty. He suffered a thermal burn to his foot after venturing into the restricted and highly dangerous area. More than 20 people have died in Yellowstone's hot springs, which contain lethally hot waters that have reached up to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. The springs are so hot and acidic that some victims' bodies actually dissolve in the waters.
What?
It was about a year ago, a park employee found part of a foot still in a shoe floating in a spring as the rest of the human remains were believed to have melted in the scalding geyser basin.
Oh, my God. You can melt in hot springs at Yellowstone?
That's why you don't go to parks.
That's why I saw this story, and I thought I had to bring this to the program.
So this is a double crime by this guy. He went in a restricted area, and he was too drunk in there as well?
Yeah, he was under the influence of alcohol or drugs to the degree he was a danger to himself or others.
I mean, that quickly goes up the list of bad ways to die, huh? Getting accidentally boiled in Yellowstone?
He's laughing.
We're going to hell for laughing at this.
why are you laughing?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what happened, almost. It's what has happened to other people.
That is horrible. That's probably the worst.
I mean, imagine really the embarrassment bad. On top of the heartbreak that, like, you know, your dad, your brother, your cousin passes away, but all that's left is his right foot in his Converse sneakers. The rest of him melted away in a hot spring?
Oh my God.
What a bad way to go.
Now, I would also ask, as I continue to think about this, how do you prove that the rest of him melted in the hot spring unless you're not draining the bad boy and skimming through the water? How do we know that the Yeti's not eaten the other 9/10 of them and only the foot's left in the hot spring?
I don't think you can tell.
Maybe they can see that there are burns on the foot.
Maybe?
Autopsy of the foot.
I don't think there's enough of a foot in your foot to autopsy.
Just saying, that's probably what you do.
I don't know.
I mean, I found it a little insensitive that both of those guys laughed about this. I mean, I thought that was a little much.
Well, thankfully, this gentleman did not die.
No, just a thermal burn on it. A thermal burn. That sounds bad.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably a bad way to go, and also getting hit by a truck that has some weird object in it. I think that's another bad way to go.
What kind of object?
You know, like bananas or something. Like, get hit by a banana truck.
Just because the news story would sound awkward?
Yeah.
Because the bananas aren't confirming your death. They're not contributing to it.
Dull peach truck.
Pete, we got a break. You see what time it is?
Yeah, we do.
Stop talking about peaches. It's timeout time. Pete's back, so we're still not on time, but maybe close to it. I don't know. We'll see what's next on the DA Show, CBS Sports Radio. We have officially released the Kraken. The Target Demo Friday meme is out. Again, courtesy of the incomparable DA Show quotes. It is Entourage, the Hard Hat Guys edition. Me as Vin. Wall is E, Botcher's Turtle, Boyle is Johnny Drama, there's a Schwartz, there's a Sean, there's an Asset, and I have been told who all of the possible suspects are on the board of intrigue for who actually is DA show quotes. So there's Robin the 321, there's a second Botcher appearance, there's Kristen in Buffalo, there is... there's Dixieland Dan, there's Robin the 321, there's DA's 100 pounds, there of course is Moist Pork, there's Adriana, there's also Roxy, who loves Boyle so much out in California. So all the suspects are out there. If one of them is actually the suspect, I don't know. But that is the theme of this week's Target Demo Friday meme. It is out there. Tell us where you're listening, how you're listening, and anything you'd want Pete to know that he missed from these 4 weeks of shows. Anthony Richardson played a football game last night. He is the Colts starting QB. rookie, first-round pick, number four, right back in April. It's his job. You can, when you watched last night, if you didn't, I think it was 33 snaps, 17 passes, only 6 of 17. Some of the raw numbers don't line up, and that is a particular concern with accuracy. It was not his strong suit at Florida. He is still a very raw prospect. But when you can see the athleticism and the size and the arm, you get it. But as I'm watching him play and run around and make some moves and impress, I still end up on the idea that it'd be super helpful if he could hand off to Jonathan Taylor when the games matter, and that continues to seem very unlikely because of Jim Irsay and the way Indy has mishandled this situation. Shohei Ohtani, Trey Lance, and Matt Hamilton of FanDuel TV all in our next hour on The Daw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.